Okay.
Let's start where we left off on Daf Beis Amid Beis Limud Tanakh Koydim Talmud Bavli. Okay, this is very controversial. This is what the criticism: why Bnei Torah are ignorant in Tanakh. Why are Bnei Torah lacking in their knowledge of Tanakh? What?
Not for profit.
Okay, let's see what it says. You have to remember, this was written by Hasidim. I once asked a Chassid, why don't you learn Tanakh? So he says, what's Nach? Why don't you learn Nach? Why learn Nach? So he says to me, what's there to learn? It's all about Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. Murder, 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 murder. And you know, it's very violent. It's very interesting. Someone, an educator, once said to me, we all really don't like spending time with the young kids, learning with them too much, like a Shmuel Malachim. It's extremely violent. Extremely violent. Chopping at the beginning of your sefer, Yeshua, you chop off someone's first eye, the thumbs. Right. You capture all the kings, so you chop off their thumbs. I remember when I was the first time I heard about that. I had nightmares.
So now they do a video game.
The truth of the matter is, fairy tales are also bad.
What?
Fairy tales and fables are also bad. It's extremely violent.
Okay, alright, I don't know, but this, when you give it, maybe it could be that when you learn Tanakh, you give it a certain seriousness. Like you're sitting down, you're learning with Talmidim, this is very serious. Learning Torah, it's the real deal, it's not a game. And you're learning about this one, Avner killed this one, and this one killed that one, and they captured the keys, they cut off the thumbs. Come here, I want to tell you, I have a message to tell you. Come here. And he stabs Ehud. I have a secret message from Devar Hashem. Come on, let me tell it to you. Oh, Dvar Hashem, secret message. He comes close, and to a child who, if it's not taught the right way, it's a very.
You gotta make it. You gotta say the fat king, and he couldn't get up.
It's not so simple, you know. It sounds. It's very easy to criticize.
They have to know how to teach it. Too.
It's very easy to criticize, but it's not. How do you explain to a plegish begiver? He explained to his children, they need a plegish begiver. They cut up the people there in Binyamin, what exactly they did. First, you have to know exactly what they did. That's not exactly something you want to go teach children in Be'ion, exactly what Shev Binyamin did to this Pilegesh. And then you want to tell them how they responded by cutting up her body and sending the pieces of her body all over Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's not so simple.
The only one Yeshua, the younger kids, basically.
Even Yeshua, plenty of violence. Okay, then the Gvulo is there.
But even Baba Kamo, the Shar, Shenogat, it's killing you. Who's responsible?
Animals, Shar, Shenogat, Sapara. All right, you're right. Yeah.
In my days, we never learned Mishnah.
What?
In my days, Yeshiva's never taught Mishnah.
Only went to Gemara.
Straight from school.
Straight, interesting.
And yet that's
what
you're
I
never learned Mishnayis.
Mishnayis first.
Who
you got to?
Fifth grade, we started Gemara.
No Mishnayis. Let's see. Let us take a look at this. Lima Tanakh Kedim Kedim Oyot Talmud Bavli. Gemara Mevarish Shah Mishnah Shah Mishnah Perishas Din Yodas Lefnei Din Kinuim. Okay, so this is all based upon what it says here in the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Beis says that the Mishnah talks about Yodas Lefnei Kinuim Yodas Mikaven Shah Din Yodas Numan Midrasha Vidavishal Midrasha Yesh Lechadim Miuchedes. The Mishnah, there's two ways a person can become a Nazir. You can say it explicitly, I want to be a Nazir, Hareini Nazir, or you can use the term a Yad. Yad means a secondary term, which is not...
No, that's a
Kina. It's a Kina. Yad is...
Incomplete.
Incomplete. An incomplete expression which has a connotation of what you want to do. It's not secondary.
We finished the sentence for you.
It's how do you know that a person can become a Nazir when he does something that is secondary, whatever the exact terminology is? We only know it from a drasha. It's not something that is part of Torah Shebichsav, it's Torah Shebalpeh. Whereas Kinuyim is something which is part of Torah Shebichsav. So the Gemara says something which you only know from Torah Shebalpeh is Chaviv, is precious. Because it's not explicit, it's only derived through only derive secondary, and something which comes about through a drasha has a chavivus, has a preciousness, and therefore that's why the Tana and the Mishnah Torah spoke about this concept before it spoke about what's preferish in the Torah. Ulechein atana hekdimo period. The Loshna Gemara choil va'asim lidei midrasha. The terminology of the Gemara is, since it came from the drasha, chavivum lay it's precious. Now, b'tam malas tevashnuma midrasha chasub seva marachei leif. Shadavin elo midrasha ha'adam koine b'yegia. Suddenly you learn through a drasha is difficult, and if it's difficult you have to toil very hard, and that toil brings joy. It's you've earned it. Sharei ena davar mikra. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. V'hana midavar hanikna l'adam yigia gadol hu. The pleasure a person has by working for his own keep is very great. V'alkein therefore yesh lo zeh chavivus yoyser milimud mikra beforish the Torah. There's a certain satisfaction, and therefore because there's a greater satisfaction, that's why it is taught in the Mishnah first. Your love is greater than wine. What does it mean your love is greater than wine? Chazal darshan, chaviv and divrei soifrim, yoyse miyena shel Torah. The word doidecha is a code word for Torah shebal peh, and the word yayin is a code word for Torah shebichsaf. Because, and therefore it's more precious, Torah Shebal Peh than Torah Shebal Sah, because Torah Shebal Peh only comes through toil. The Gemara, Amu, writes Adam Mikav Shalom, Mishtisha Kav and Shel Chav, a person has much greater satisfaction from one Kav, a small measure of his own accomplishments, than a handout of even a large measure. L'perish Shem Rashi, Sha'adim Ritzah Yosef Kav Echad Shalom, Kav and Shakav Shalom, Chav and Chu, Olav, Al Yidei Shem Obam, you earned it. Dehinei. Now, what practical application is different this concept? Hinei, Kasu Talmidim Eno Yoyna. Now, we have a practical application. We make every single day two brachas. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu la'asoik b'divrei soira v'ha'arevna. And then when we finish making that brach, we make the second brach. Asher bochar banu mikol hamin v'nasal anu es tarasa. Now again, we're assuming there are two brachas. Some will tell you there are really three brachas. Some will tell you v'ha'arevna is a tar. But let's for the moment now, let's assume that v'ha'arev is part of the first bracha. So there are two brachas. Why do we have to have two brachas? So there are many interpretations, but one of the most popular reasons, one brach is for the Torah shebal peh, and one brach is for Torah shebichsaf. Which one is for sure Torah shebichsaf? The second bracha. Asher bochar banu mikol huamim. That's the bracha we make when we get an aliyah. Therefore, by default, by passive elimination, the first bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu la'asoik b'divrei soira, is Torah shebal peh. So the question is, which one came first? Did Torah shebichsaf come first, or did Torah shebal peh come first? L'chari Torah shebichsaf should come first. Yet we see that every single day in the Nusach HaTzvi, we make a bracha for Asher Torah shebal peh before Torah shebichsaf. Why? Based upon this principle, because it's more chaviv. Being that Torah Shebal Peh only comes through toil, it's more chaviv, and that's why it goes first. What?
When the person
is Purim,
he makes two brachas.
Yes.
But when Kimu
v'kiblu, Kimu v'kiblu kvar.
So they were Makabel Torah Shebal Peh,
right? Torah Shebal Peh. They were forced. Nasev Nishma. There's a stira. It says in the pasuk Nasev Nishma, which means they accepted it willingly. Yet we know that on Purim it says Kaf Alei Chazal say Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis, and it wasn't until the time of Purim Kimu V'Kiblu. So the answer is they accepted willingly Torah Shebichsav, but they did not accept willingly Torah Shebal Peh.
The latest acceptance of Torah was the acceptance.
So therefore, that should come second.
That's
so
why it should come first.
That's
they accept it.
It's current.
It's the most current.
There's always a slur today. Okay. I hear. Let's see what it says. Okay. What about chronological? Chronological Lord. Whatever happened to that svara? History, timeline, history. What came first?
Has a chashivas because it's older, but the chashivas is that.
Okay, so that's what he says. Let's what he says. The kasav kvar kasav b'nevei nishu 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 b'nevei The abrocha shmir la asayik b'divrei sarah, the second brach which we put first, la asayik b'divrei sarah k'neged Torah shebal peh. Shehamedrash v'shehamedrash v'hamishmeh heim b'chlal Torah shebal peh. U'lechor yesh l'tumoya. Madu anu makdimim es brachas l'asayik b'divrei sarah shi miskina al Torah shebal peh. Why then in the Siddur is the brocha asher k'deshan b'mitzah yisrael l'asayik b'divrei sarah come first? V'arei mitzad asvara ho yinochon l'akdim es atar brach al Torah shebichsav. If there's no Torah shebichsav, there's no Torah shebal peh. That's the Metzias. L'vorech Hashem b'ochar kodem. So Hayayvei Tzav Yaakov. And then this Siduroi Beis Yaakov Kosav Liyashev Kushizo Shebirchas Lasag Devesor Nitzchal Medrash Lisa V'litim Devei Torah B'midah Shatar Nidreshes B'chem The Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidreshes B'pilpul V'svara U'v'chlal Ze Esek HaGemara. That's the learning of the Gemara. V'aydi the Aisei Midrasha, the principle of the Gemara in the Nozir Daf Beis Amid Beis Aydi That's how the computer found this. Everything was generated by computer, obviously. They typed in these words, and this is what came out, and that's why they presented this to Yaakov Emden. So therefore, that's why we make the bracha first. Okay, this goes on. Is it two brachas, three brachas, the vav, no vav? But the basic point over here is the basic idea is the reason why every single day we say v'harev na before asher bochar banu, even though it does not make sense, it's tarsha b'al peh is before tarsha b'chsav, is based upon the principle that appears in this daf Gemara. I did the bar midrasha chavivale. Since it came through a midrasha, it's a midrasha hoyil v'asyan le these words hoyil v'asyan le midrasha chavivin le. Since it only comes through toil, through drasha, through drush machshavan and pilpul, it's precious. And whatever is precious comes first. That explains the seder of the two berachos satorah. Okay, very important yisoid, something to think about every single day. Then he goes further. Now let's apply this to the seder halimud. Nidun zeshach gam l'seder halimud kidul halon. Now what about, what should you learn first in life? Should you first spend time learning in life Talmud, and then fill in the gaps by learning Tanakh, or should you do the other way around? B'shloh HaKadosh, herich b'seder limud habonim, the order of teaching children, because of sheyesh olam dam techila Tanakh, the Shloh HaKadosh, shnei luchos habris, first teach them Tanakh al haseder, ad sheyedu heitev, v'yakach yilmdu imam shnayis, mirosh v'yatsoifam, v'yakach haTalmud. So he says you should take a scientific approach to chinuch habonim. This is the Shloh. Right, if you tell this to someone, they wouldn't believe you. Right, the Shloh, this is what the Shloh says. You study the entire Tanakh. Child should know Tanakh inside out. Then you learn all the Mishnais, and then you learn Gemara. The third cost of Sha'af, Ladas, Asayim, Shabulshim, Talmud Bavli, Yotzim, Avdi, Chayvas, Lima, Tershav, Chsav. You'll tell me you learn Talmud Bavli. The reason why it's called Bavli, it's Bolal. Bavli means, one interpretation is a mixture. When you learn Daf Gemara, you learn a couple of psukim here and there, you learn a little nach, a little mishnayis, you'll end up knowing a lot about nothing. Right? It's like
that our school actually did, which the Sasreganah did first, is he took all the psukim of the Gemara, did see on the...
That wasn't our school, that was the Oizahadar. Oizahadar did that.
No, before that, the Sasregan.
Right. Yeah, but at no time, if you don't know the psukim in their context, then what kind of flavor is that? Rav Hudner says, the other say is that only a Shiva Bachar can be illiterate in three languages. In Hebrew, in Yiddish, and in English. Illiterate, you know, you don't know three languages. Only a Shiva Bachar can be illiterate in three languages. When you know a little, instead of focusing on one thing thoroughly, a little here, a little there, you end up knowing nothing about everything. What?
Arami.
Four languages. Be illiterate in four languages. Hebrew, Aramaic, English, and Yiddish. So that's the problem. When you learn a little Gemara, yeah, it's very good. So you know your Gemara. So in the Gemara, oh, once in a while you learn about your Rav ben Nevat. Who is your Rav ben Nevat? Where? Yes, Yeshiva Bacha. Where can I find your Rav ben Nevat? So he'll say, oh, it's Ksubis Daf Lamed. Where do I learn about David HaMelech? Brachas Daf Gimel. That's not the answer. Unfortunately, that's what it says.
It sounds like what? I saw a plaque in once. There's a plaque in my shul, and it says there's a pusik on the wall there. I guess they dedicated to somebody. It says Haben Yakili Ephraim Yelan Shashuim. And underneath
the box,
it says High Holy Day
Prayer. Oh, High Holy Day Prayers.
We always laugh about it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what it says. The ignorance is not a volume. He disagrees. It's not going to work. It's not the real thing. You can't learn backwards. You have to learn al-Haseder. Anyone who learned the satisfaction of knowing, if you know Tanakh, you know at least a section of Tanakh, and then you learn a Gemara that talks about that particular episode, it's unbelievable. The broadness, the background, you have to appreciate the Gemara is infinitely greater than just reading the notes in the article and filling in some details of what you're missing. It's no time. You learn a Mishnah, you learn some Gemara, they quote some Mishnah, Masechta Kelim. You go struggle through the article, tells you what the concepts are. It's a joke. If you know the Masechta Kelim and you sleep and you read the Gemara, the Gemara is a breath of fresh air than going and struggling, working backwards. So he says, don't fool yourself and think you learn a Talmud Bavli, you're going to end up knowing it. You'll know a lot about nothing. So therefore, it's ridiculous. So therefore, the Shalah HaKadosh is extremely critical on the Derech HaLimud of the modern Yeshiva Bacha. So what's Takad Pshat? Omnam HaShach. Kosav, it comes from the Shach. Okay? Comes from the Shach from the 17th century. Kosav Lelamed Zuchus Al Minak Olam. So it goes to show that nothing has changed in about 300 years. Already 300 years, time of the Shach, already everything is still exactly the same. Minak Olam.
Lelamed Zuchus, which means.
It's not the ideal. Everyone will tell you it's not ideal. Shemina Zuchus, Shein Velamdim Es Abneim Tanach, Al Pidivir Apoiskim, why? First you learn Gemara, and then when you get into high school, they start giving you some courses in Nach. You take Isaiah, the Ilu, he says people have tried. It's very frightening. It says people have tinkered with this, and it's not the same. It does not work out to be the same. They no longer have the desire to learn Shas. It just doesn't work. It sounds very good on paper. I remember my Rebbe of Chaim Siegel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So he told us to the class. He says, you know, he was in Chinuch. I had him already towards the end of his career. And he told us, you know, so what did we learn in high school? He gave fantastic shiurim. He was the best Rebbe I ever had. He knew how to give a shiur. He gave four shiurim a week. He gave four very, very hard shiurim a week. On Friday, we had an exam. On Friday, we had an oral exam on all four shiurim. And we had about 40 boys in the class, and he basically reviewed the shiurim. He went through step by step, and when Friday afternoon, it was amazing, Friday afternoon, you knew four complicated lumbar shiurim inside out. You don't want to be disgraced in front of the whole class when he went through step. We learned the Gemara and this. Then we asked the Kasha from the Tosis. What was the Kasha? You. What was the answer? What did the Rashi say? What did the Ritva say? What did Rav Chaim say? And he went through four shiurim like that on Friday, that was Friday. And people stayed up the whole night, Thursday night, making sure they knew every single thing. And it was amazing. You go Shabbos, I remember Shabbos, I would brag. My uncle came to visit for Shabbos. What did you learn this week? What did you learn this week? So I just sat and I went through four shiurim. I just barfed off. Wow, pretty good. So I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that in 9th, 10th, and 11th in Beis Medrash, because he knew how to give a shiur. He gave a shiur, and he knew how to give the exams. Were incredible, fantastic. But the point is, He once said to us, he told us, he says that many years ago, not many years, he says a number of years ago he was learning. How many daf already did you learn in high school, 12th grade? You learn the whole year, I don't know, 10, 15 daf the whole year. He felt he wanted to try to learn the whole Masechta. To learn like more of a bikis, a more bikis machal, not totally bikis, but more bikis mach. Then the year is over, the boy should know bikis. He did it for that year, and he said it wasn't the same. It just the boys. He felt they were good boys. He felt that it just there's just something to it that we don't understand. He's a mechanic par excellence. He already know. He's just something to it. You learn for high school boys. High school, this age, in order to give them a thirst for learning, to open up their mind, you have to give them, this is the curriculum, even though it comes at the expense of being ignorant in the big, broader picture. And hopefully, in the following years, they will continue to develop and make it up. Unfortunately, not everyone gets to that point where they make it up. But I remember how he said it sounded so good on paper. It really seems it should work. It just doesn't. They were fighting the reform. And they were becoming Tanakh. And they were becoming, but he's not talking about, he's talking even longest. They were talking, they were in Bikis. Bikis and Tanakh. In Ochanani. There's one thing that is certain, that today the trend to some degree has changed. Today we're living in a different generation. There's no question about it. There is definitely much more of an emphasis today on Bikis than there is in pure lumdus.
The yeshiva that started Gush Katif, they start the kids.
Not only yeshiva,
from the beginning of the
generation. They have it in America also. It's right, called what's called the Zilberstein method. The Zilberstein method. Right. So a lot of people do this. The Zilberstein method. So they try. So they already have now. So people will be very curious. I know my brother when he was debating where to send his kids. There was when he lives in Beis Shemesh. There was a school there dedicated to the Zilberstein method, and then there was the regular. So the end was he did. He really was very much knighted to send them to the. Where they learn Tanakh. They learn like this. They learn like this. They learn Tanakh. The boys know Tanakh, and then they learn Mishnayos. They start learning Gemara much, much later. They have a whole new different method. So. He didn't send them there. The reason why he didn't send them there was because it was a more modern type of school. And his kids were a little more, their friends were more yeshivish, so that was like the turning factor. But then he said to me, he probably says, the school is not as good. In other words, it's not well funded. Because it was a much smaller group. So they didn't have, it was like experimental. So they didn't have all of the resources that they had in the alternative school. Obviously, that's a big school, they had 10 classes, and then there's a lot of money, and there's a resource room, and there's a this, and there's this, you have this problem, there's a therapist. This school is a small little school, so they don't have the resources of the regular school. And then he said to me, he says, they don't really know if it really, in the later on in life, if really they come out ahead. And he says there are indications that people, they're already going on already for 40 years, something like this. And they say that it's not, doesn't always, they don't feel that it's proven, it turns out that it's better. They is what he told me. He says, what?
They don't have a broad concept.
No, it's you're playing with the mind. We don't know how the mind works. Sometimes we don't know that maybe when you're younger, it's more important. It's not a perfect world. You can't have everything. Well, you're gonna be a lamed. You're gonna open up a lamedus. Plus, you're gonna know kol ha'Torah kulo. One is gonna have to suffer. If you're going to go and you're going to have the bikis, it's going to come at the expense. You're not going to try to broaden the depth. If you're going to go for the depth, it's going to come at the expense of not having the bikis, having the full knowledge. Which one works better in the long run? So he said that it was still up in the air. It was still a debate. So if it ain't broke, you know, not everyone is willing to play around. They are more into Mikias, but
Chlal. No, so they say it's not enough to learn, you've got to learn Halacha.
Halacha,
they have to learn Gemara to catch them,
right. But Chlal, Hasidim are more into Mikias. They don't go for Lomdus. They don't appreciate the concept of Lomdus.
I mean, even now, they're coming out with articles all the time. You can't, we have a yeshiva that's good, it's going
to
learn.
But even in the Litvisha Olam today, the trend has definitely shifted to more Bikias.
Yeah,
There's no doubt about it. They'll tell you, there's certain yeshivas, they'll kvesh, but they're very proud to brag about the boys who finished the whole Masechta. In my day, there was no such thing. There was no such thing as oh, we're making half the class finish the whole Masechta. And there are exams on the Masechta. Today, all the yeshivas, they're bragging, yeah, we learned all the shirim, but look, we have over here 10 boys, they finished the whole Masechta, and we're tested. We have the grades to prove they were tested. And every yeshiva is following down the halach. Today the trend. Why is the trend have changed? The test. Why is the trend changed? Well, first of all, it's changed because there are tools available. Today you have a masifta, you have an art scroll, you have tapes. There are different tools that are available today which make it much easier to accomplish a lot more. And also people are more, there's a certain, just that's the way it is. People,
lack of patience.
There's just a certain different note. Everything has its time and its place. Years ago, that was the style. You know, the ties used to be thick. Now the ties are thin. The hats have long brims, have short brims. It's just a certain thing which we don't relate to. But the Shach says, no ties, no belts. Right? Today the style is you don't wear a belt. It's a fashion statement. Yeah, the fashion trend is Yeshiva Bacha. Look at Yeshiva Bacha. No belt. No wear belt now.
To a regular mincha on a Monday afternoon, you'll put a tie on. When you went to shul.
Years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Today, so it's just a matter of style.
Doesn't the Mishnah say you're not supposed to learn Gemara till 15?
Yes, that's exactly what the Shlach says. You should follow Bizman. I said that's the Zilberstein method. The Zilberstein method is they teach only Tanakh in the early years, then they teach Mishnais, and they start teaching Gemara when they're 15. They start teaching Gemara much, I don't think when they're 15, but they're much later and much later. And when they start learning Gemara, the boys already know inside out, they know Tanakh, and they know Mishnais. They know Mishnais. So now when they learn Gemara, it's a breeze. They go through the Gemara, it's a breeze. Is it for everyone? For some people, yes, some people not. Just like everything else in life. Some people. Every different strokes for different folks. There's no one size fits all. But here he says that in Tanakh Hasam Sefer, Kasam Shader Hamakabel Sam Sin Hulumot Gumor Koidem Gumor Vyakach Mikra. The Ilu Shibhu A Sedu Einachami to Dimnas, the Einacham Yam Khavizum Shaswa. This he says these are the words. He says that you look at the ultimate, does a person have the most important thing that you want to teach is a love to learn. That's what they always say. You have to teach a student to love to learn. If you just teach a student knowledge, fun. I finished. I spent 4 years in high school. I'll spend a year in Israel. I'm done. I have enough of ideas. I know, and that's it. I'm out of here. I'm not going to open up a Gemara the rest of my life. If I open up a Gemara, I'll learn maybe Daf Yomi here and there once in a while. That is a failure. That is a terrible failure. The goal is to teach a child to want to learn his whole life, a love to learn. So he seems to be saying is if you're going to start off teaching Tanakh and Mishnayis, you're going to fail. They're not going to have a love to learn, a desire to learn more later in their life, and that is a very dangerous thing. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Everyone is always very easy to criticize. And when you get into what?
Who wrote this kuntres?
This kuntres? This Hasidim wrote this. Skvera, oh, Tashbar?
Yeah.
I couldn't say the lima Tashbar. I have no idea. Google it. The kuntres say the lima Tinoika Shalbei Shaman. Okay, now we're going to go to something very bizarre. Hold on to your seatbelts. Fasten your seatbelts. If you want to read something bizarre, this is it. Okay, Matpechoi Sasefer Torah. The Gartel, the Matil Sefer Torah, Sgulul Isha Muberes. Ha Gemara may be a bein advarim sheroi la'asai samnoam midin hider mitzvah. The Gemara talks about things you do hider mitzvah. What are they? Kirichoy sa'sefer b'toyer tar b'shirayim noyim. Ze keilu v'yanveyu, to wrap up the Sefer Torah with a beautiful mantle. Question, is the Gartel also part of ze keilu v'yanveyu? When Yayava Sefer Torah, it's the Sefer Shigmar, Zekiel, beautiful Sefer Torah with a beautiful mantle. Under the mantle, there's a Gartel. Now, today, the vagartals are very, they are very nice. They're always matching, right? You always say that the mantle is red, then the gartle is red. The mantle is yellow, you have a yellow gartle. You have Velcro, they have all different types of hooks. But he's really asking, is there really an Indian to have a special type of gartle? By the Yakisha crowd, they have a wimple. A wimple, you ever see that? They have even now new high-tech wimples. I went to a wimple ceremony where it was a regular shul, but there was a Yakisha family, and the boy was 3 years old, and they gave him galila with the father, and they brought in the wimple, but a high-tech, not like the olden day wimple. I know in the young Israel, they have some of the cemetery, they have a high-tech, it's Velcro. It's Velcro. It's wrapped around, but it's custom made for this general. What? Multiple times with the names in it. So they used to give the wimple, and what was the custom? They give the boy when he's 3 years old. No, I think when he's born, when the baby is born, then he's wrapped. He's wrapped in the wimple, and then when he's 3 years old, he gives it, and then when he gets married or bar mitzvah. It's a whole process. Yeah. But the question is, but among us, we don't have this. Is there any hidden mitzvah? So he writes over here, very simple, very bizarre. It was a skula for a woman who was in labor to take the gartel of the Sefer Torah and wrap it around her belly. As a skula that the baby, that she should have a healthy leida. Problem is, it's a terrible disgrace. How can you go take the gartel of the Sefer Torah and put it on your body? It's a disgrace. So the answer is only a disgrace if there's something called hidden mitzvah for the gartel. If there's no hidden mitzvah for the gartel, then it's not a disgrace. In other words, if the mapa, the mantle, the mantle certainly is zeh keli v'yanu, it's miyuchet. You're not going to go take the mantle and use it for a disgraceful purpose. But if the gartel doesn't really have any kedusha, it was never meant l'chatchila to have any kedusha, so then there's no harm in the woman taking this and using it for herself. So that is what he discusses. Okay, right. Could be in a chanami. Well, right. In a chanami. Let's do this. Over here. So he talks about this very strange thing. Okay, so this is serious stuff. Of a Sefer Skulas Yisrael. Now, what is the Skula Hiu? Ha'isha oisa mapa chadosh l'Sefer Torah. She makes a new mapa. Yes, a mapa ha'yishana hino telos li'atzma l'chvech. She replaces, she takes for herself, she wraps around her belly. V'achar ha'leida machzira sa mapa li'ad misha l'chom imenu. She returns it. V'shut diva yitziv kosta v'shem zikina v'shut avni tzedek. She'yikne chagur yofa l'Sefer Torah v'yitin oisa l'bes ha'medesh v'yikach chagur ha'yishana v'achakach yachzor ha'chagur l'yishun l'bes ha'medesh v'choysef she'tachnes es ha'chagur kis. So he says, don't actually put this on your body. It's a bezoyin. You're not allowed to put a mamash on your body. You have to wrap up in a double wrapping. A double wrapping because it's a bezoyin. V'tachzor ala bitna. V'litazriyas ha'chagura ad l'raf l'rega ha'shetele. It's some ancient segula. V'kach yikshu atzma gam abal b'yeser seis. Now, of course, the husband... This is a Kabbalistic sefer. You have it in your house. Segula for a sreifa. There shouldn't be a sreifa. So therefore, b'lim ad ha'tar d'tar. The ikar is the husband should learn Torah. Therefore, it's really a remnant for the husband. When the woman wraps herself with the gartel, it's really a reminder to her husband that he should gird himself in Torah. How do you gird yourself in Torah? By learning Torah. Now, what's the issue? So he writes down, it's a bezoyon. The apayskim hericho lodon im yeshbika chashash shari amape ala sefer Torah hi chivet shol kedusha. How dear! How can the refol hamalach, the rezil hamalach, tell you to do such a thing when you're being mevaze something which belongs to the sefer Torah? Uveshua shai kasav shima chuchzak davaze. Now he writes over here this thing called skula beduka. This is an old classic shaila. What are you allowed to write a kameya? A woman is, a person is about to die. And it's Shabbos. And the only way you can heal the person is by writing an amulet. So the shaila is, you have to write it. You have to write down all the shemais, and you want to write a chil Shabbos. Are you allowed to write a kameya, be machal Shabbos, to write a kameya in order to save your life? So basically the answer is generally no. The only thing you can do for Bikuach Nefesh is the school of Tivis, is go to a doctor. You go to a doctor, doctor will do a surgery or a procedure, and even though the procedure is Vadai Chilul Shabbos, Ein Dover Oyimim Bifnei Bikuach Nefesh, because this is a natural cure. But to do something that is spiritual, to write a Kameya, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to write a Kameya, but there is an exception. The exception is this Kameya has a proven track record. Mumcha. Already 3 times we know a person whose life was in danger, and this individual, who was a very holy person, he wrote this exact nusach.
Only the person that wrote it
has a chazaka. So this specific person already 3 times. Three times, this individual, he wrote exactly this Kameya to a person that was suffering from exactly this ailment, and he did it, and this person lived. So he has a proven track record. Even though it's not natural, it's segulis, the halacha is, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So here is the same exact thing. If we know for a fact that this segula of taking the garatel of a Sefer Torah and putting it on your body is going to prevent the woman from having a miscarriage, we know that it has a proven track record, you can do it, even though this is a disgrace for the Sefer Torah. Because it works.
But if you're a preventive measure.
Preventive measure, whatever it is. If we know for sure that it works, then you're allowed to do it. But if we know that it's only maybe, it's all a big mystery. Does it work? Does it not work? Then in a chanami.
Delivers naturally.
Because I don't know. You have to construct a situation where we know for a fact. You have to figure out the deal. Let's go further over here. Well, that's Arama Mutar Lavar Al Esod Rabban Vachinu B'Shul Avnei Tzidav Chosef. Okay, let's go further over here. Okay, let's go. Chazoy Nochum. Let's next paragraph. Herich L'Lodon B'Gedu K'tish Matachas HaSevet Torah Im Asu L'Noi B'Gidroi G'Shar Dvar M'Shanasu L'Noi V'Yesh Loi Pidyin O'y Shema Ein Zeh L'Rak L'Noi V'Ein Zeh Pidyin L'Mayis M'Nokat Sheyesh L'Hatir. So he goes on to say something very tremendous, because I never thought about this, is that whoever said the Gartel of the Sefer Torah has Kedusha, it doesn't have Kedusha. The Gartel, what? No, that would be an afkami that you could. That's exactly what he wants to be mechadish. You never thought of it like this. No, the mape does have kedusha, because the mape, because it touched. So, but that's so. So just because it touched Sefer Torah doesn't mean that's kedusha. What? Just because you put a sefer Torah down on a table temporarily, the table gets kedusha? No. It has to be miyuchel lekach. So when you're reading the Sefer Torah every single Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, on a mappa, the mappa gets a full kedusha. But the garatul is not for reading. It's just to hold it in place while it's in the Aron HaKodesh.
Inside or outside?
What outside?
Outside.
That's only when it's puzzled. Same garatul. When you went on the outside of the when you put it on the outside, but it's saying a tremendous chiddush that the garatel does not necessarily have kedusha. Okay, so it just goes to show. So it just goes to show. Do you ever think of it like this? That when you want to dispose of it, that would mean you're allowed to throw it in the garbage. You're allowed to put it into a plastic bag. No kedusha. And that explains why women had this custom from the Rifol HaMaloch, is to take the gartel, the wimple, and they would mamish wrap it around their body.
But it's the male has more kedusha.
What?
The male.
A male has more kedusha, 100%. Zeh Zefer Shagamara. That's the staff Gemara. Zeh Keli Vyandeu, Lichroich Oisah B'Shiroim, beautiful silk to wrap it. There's no question that the outer mantle has full flesh Dovasha B'Kedusha, Tashmishay Kedusha. It's a very high level. That Tashmishay Mitzvah. It's meant to support Kedusha. But the Gartel, just because today we make beautiful Gartelach with color and Velcro and hooks, and even today people have to write their name on it. It's not enough. You have to, who's the one who donated? Who's the one that donated? They embroider the person's name into it sometimes. It does not necessarily. What?
The
Yes, that's the shuam noyim. That's the meal. That's sending us the meal, but not the God. This is the very big chiddush. Bedarkei tshuva kosta b'shem atov etzmdash shemutu lichol l'shlam b'shem apashol sevetor l'shem zev yapshem sevetor atzma also l'shrapois mikol mokom b'tashmish ha'sefer mutar. So he goes on to say, he just says over here that it's smooth. He doesn't explain really why. Yesham schools. Then he goes on. Okay, he's going off the topic now. He just says other schools l'isha muberes mishachev semitzah noyim sevet Torah kimavu b'sevet refu v'chayim shekosav school l'isha. Okay, this is bizarre. I'm not even going to read this. It's so bizarre what it says. I'm not going to even read this. Okay, the basic thing over here is I just wanted to bring out that thing that was totally new to me, that whoever said that the Garzel has Kedusha can very well be the Garzel has a lesser Kedusha than the actual Shiroim on the outside. And again, the Nafkamina is you can throw it in the garbage. You don't need to put it in Geniza. That would be an Nafkamina. All right, we'll stop over here and take a short break. I'm not doing that. Well, yeah. Yeah, we have six meals every time.
A jacket from a woman's clothes.
Can you make it?
A meal from
a meal. Okay.
From a woman's clothes. We know they made it for us from Avin Sam's daughter when it was killed in the Pigua in Israel.
Yeah.
Okay, Baruch, they took her wedding dress.
They took her wedding dress.
They made a
Nava. What was her name? Nava? What was the last name? What was the last name?
Emerson?
No.
Applebaum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they made from the